Blog Talk Radio.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral plane. Find out my mental, based on instrumental records. Hate so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas is decaf. I stick them both the cream, check it. Just how deep can shit get? Deep as the abyss, and brothers is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss? Niggas get tossed to the side, and I'm the dark side of the force. Of course it's the method, man from the Wu-Tang Clan. I be hectic and coming for the headpiece, protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket, niggas want the ruckus, busting at me, bro, now bust it, styles like it's buck wild, method man on some shit, pulling niggas fouls, I'm sick, insane, crazy, driving Miss Daisy, out of fucking mind, now I got mine, I'm swayed.
Is it real, son, is it really real, son, let me know it's real, son, if it's really real, something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one, 24 steel, son, if it's really real, when I was a little stereo, yo, I listen to some champion, champion. I always wonder, when I would be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the dog on, when the dog on Solarine. Then the dog on come test me.
Test me.
Me, I'm gonna lick out some brains.
But it's on by. Brothers wanna hang with the map, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck, nigga, poke off set. Coming to your project, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise. Coming from a vet, want some old Vietnam shit. Nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I bomb shit. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the woo coming through, thinking niggas throw they garment. Moving on your last outform, it's a mess. In the representing, call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize no contest. Son, I'm looking at when that old wild west. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9-11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when it's hip hop like proper. Rhyme me the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof. Huh? Vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me, bro. I burn. And when you drink, have to lose straight, it's burn. Enough to get my chest there to burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical bank to pay them up.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one. Want it raw deal, son, if it's really real.
Y'all ready for this?
Hip hop.
funky hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click, and with no rehearsals, I'm popping funky verses. Stupid with the veterans, I think that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close to the knowing. There's no stopping the docks when I am going, but in the event, someone would try to do this, stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. And people tell me this, that's why you gotta stop him, but with no frills, so I just stop him. Continue with the rhyme, and make sure I get mine, with no static, cause they told an SMG to get my nine. But lessons I've endured, now I get it all, I'm fun and let it play. When the people say, Trey, oh, you're funky enough. To the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'm picking the beat to give you something to rock to. I don't not stop to not to look at the clock. You perceive, but can't believe you're being taken. Why be so cool, you start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You try sitting, but it just won't work. Cause the beat is so rough. So tell me, tell it, don't be funky or not. Help of the Dr. Dre, kick it.
I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slow. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make
yo,
you
yo,
want
yo.
Me.
Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke less. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. It's some cortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy, believe me, frontin' tricking if he be cheesy. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got, oh baby. Hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. Anyway,
ready or not, refugee taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing off flowers. Super fly, two lies do or die. Talk me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nobody.
Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
You know that.
Gonna find.
All right. Hey, everybody, I'm looking for my partner in crime here. Y'all bear with us right quick. Go ahead and make this happen.
Hey, happy Saturday.
It is Saturday again.
It is Saturday again. Look it up.
I know we surviving from week to week. Cut it out. I need to quit playing.
Love it. It's awesome. It's awesome. I love it. I love the energy. The music has been everything. So that intro made me feel hyped enough to do this tonight and give it my everything. So let's get it.
You know, it's good listening music, and that's what we're about to stress to the poets tonight. The benefits of listening, you know, to other poets. You know, if we really are living by the Creole, one love, one mic. We have to go ahead and listen to whenever it's the next poet up the bat. Believe it or not, it's the quickest way to go ahead and learn about your own poetry is to go ahead and listen to the poet that went before you, actually connect with what the poet is doing. I know I found that a lot of times what would make me like another poet's poetry, it doesn't always have to be the catchy wordplay or things like that. It'd be some of the technical things that they're doing in there that I've been trying to work on that I haven't been able to get and have pretty much relegated myself to I didn't know how to do it. Then, you know, sometimes, you know, a person would come in and he'd be like, you know, that little thing they're doing right there, that right there is the missing piece for me.
That's it. I feel that. You know what I love so much? Nine times out of ten, when I listen with intent to someone else's poetry, not only do I listen to the words that they're saying, the phrasing, the metaphors that they're using, you know, I'm listening for their breathing and if they're controlling that, if they're taking right. their breath where they need to, you know, if it's an overall flawless delivery. And I don't have anything that I could say, you know, they needed to improve themselves with. I know for a certainty that they practiced this piece or they are going to bring their best. And when you are very concerned about how you sound, your energy changes. But if you're just calling it in or you just, you know, getting this piece out the way because what you do, that makes me sad.
Let's get this whole piece out the way.
I truly hope that everybody gets the fact that when you dig deeper, it resonates in the pieces as you spit them. And everyone listening will pick up on the energy that you're giving. Now, if you're trying to bring us down and you do that, then bravo.
Right. You know, I've seen it happen in the kitchen. That the gentleman that runs that, he'll be in here a little bit later bit, John, Mr. Wallace Reed. The elder had been here in a few minutes, as a matter of fact. The wave that goes through the kitchen, when he's doing the kitchen, when we're doing the kitchen, it'd be some people that would really be terrified to go before the person that's before them if it was just like a regular spit, and, you know, they go ahead and do their thing, their 5 or 10 minutes of talking to the people. But when there's just sitting there and the person before them and the person before that person and the person before that was just spitting and they weren't caring about who was in front of them, there was just their piece there, those poets, they would be in the middle. They would go ahead and elevate, and they would really jump up to a level right during the kitchen. It's something just really something to see when a person learns right on the fly just from listening. Hopefully we give y'all a chance to experience that. That's one of the main things we do over there at Small House.
Yeah.
We listen to the poets. We listen to one another. Jeannie got on my ass plenty of times about some poetry. I'd be like, man, if this girl don't get off my back about this thing right here, me and her going to be moving some furniture around. Yeah, but it's what makes us move forward.
Because a lot of times people are trying to figure out, you know, what are these two doing? What's their deal? He's just Jay, and I'm Gina, and this is what we do every other Saturday night. We just happen to be doing a back-to-back this Saturday. But we're happy to come and show you how we do us so that you can take a note or two from what we're doing and add something to the conversation if there's something that we put out there that you absolutely positively feel is a necessity. We're happy to hear. We're here for it. They might give me pushback, but in the long run, he knows that I just want him to be his best.
Right, right. And it's nothing what it feels like at the time either. Hey, there's somebody at the door, Gina. Let's go ahead and see who that could possibly be. Put on the Mr. Right. Rogers vest and all the rest of that. Walk over there all slow. Looking crazy.
It's the baker.
Who is it?
Won't you be, please won't you be my neighbor? Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, no, we don't want none.
All right. I'll take it. I've already changed my shoes for the occasion. Hello.
You got to throw it in the garbage, break it in half.
How you doing, Elga?
I am excellent. Had a good day, had a good night last night, ready for some poetry, looking forward to the show, discussion, nice. All the poets that are queued up, ready to go, ready to have a good time.
Yay.
I'm looking down this list. We have some monsters in here, too.
All right.
Wallace, you know a little bit of... For sure. Now, Gina, we have an expert here in community-type care.
Absolutely. You give a lot to your community.
Wallace did everything.
Constantly doing for others, from coaching to mentoring, you name it.
Hey, congratulations on the Warhawks getting so deep into the playoffs this year, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, from being a youth football coach to, working in my community for people with food insecurities. Me and my fraternity, we just teamed up with the Teamsters and one of the local credit unions, and we threw a holiday party for the whole fifth grade at a particular school in Hartford this last week. So that was this was just yesterday. So that was a good time. We were able to provide them with gifts, interact with them. It was a very, giving thing. So, yeah, I'm definitely big on community, just like I'm big on the community we're forming there on Clubhouse with all the poets. I mean, it's been about a year since I've been engaged with that app and everything that's going on there. And, just the community alone has grown my pen and my voice. And I met so many great people like you, Jay, you, Gina, and the rest of the Shop fam and all those other poets from those other different areas. I mean, even the poets here on Epiphany, the Mojaves, the Danielles, all them. It's just says the Danielles and all them, the founder, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a., it's been all great. For real, the poet, it's been really great to get immersed in the poetry outside of my local area and how big it's made, an impact on my art.
We've been seeing you cutting the rug on IG and the rest of that and your Small House page that you got over there, man. It really inspired me to actually go ahead and do something I posted there a couple of weeks ago, man. So I appreciate myself mentioning that to put pressure on myself to go ahead and get that done soon, sir.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right, Gina, let's go ahead and get this old crab shoot going here. We have this caller here, 445. We're going to play Guess That Voice, Gina. How are we going to do this?
Absolutely. We're going to welcome them to the stage and the platform. Who do we have?
This is LaPearl and Niagara. How y'all doing?
I hear your
voice.
Yes,
be the first.
You all know how to play Guess.
Lord have mercy. I
the voice. Who's this?
I thought I was going to be like later on. I'm here searching. I'm covered in yarn. Y'all know I crochet, and I was looking for something to finish off a project. I got my phone now. I got my tablet. So it was kind of covered with some bags of yarn. I was like, what? Me? Oh, shit.
So sorry. Same day.
Yeah. I'm going to work on another
thing. Yeah,
baby.
You know what? Well,
what
you working
on? I'm getting ready to make another layette set. That's what I specialize in. I can make other things, but I make the baby layette sets are my specialty. The booties, the blanket, the hat,
right.
All that stuff. Yeah. But I'm good. I'm just peeking above bags of yarn right now, but I got man, my thing was covered with yarn. I was like, oh, God, that was my first. Wait a minute, where's my...
You're having too much fun, Diane. You're going to have to slow down.
How you doing, Wallace? How you doing, Gina? Hey, Jerry, how y'all doing?
Hey, Wallace, how you doing,
good.
Lady? You run in here like a ball of energy or like a ball of yarn.
Oh, because I'm excited. I get excited about that. It's not just a hobby. It's just a part of me. It's something that I love doing, so I don't see it as work or anything. You know, I love it. Just like my poetry, I love it.
My wife,
excited.
She does crocheting too. And when she sits there, she just kind of zoned out and she goes into her own little place, and I can see the therapy taking place at the very moment, so. Yeah, try not to do another break her chain.
That's right. You bet not. Leave her alone.
We've been talking to the poets about community. We know that you guys over here at Epiphany has erected a beautiful community over here for the poets to come and enjoy. What is community to you, Danielle?
Community is family. It's something that is very rare these days for people to be able to come together and have open communication with one another. Even if we have a disagreement, we can still talk about it and work it out, and we continue on as normal. We don't hold grudges. We don't try to pay each other back or be petty about it. We stick together and we work things out, and if somebody falls short or needs some help, we jump right in. We don't allow each other to be attacked by outside forces or anything like that. That's what community is to me. It's about family, real family, true love, pure love.
I feel that. Especially the whole feeling of safety within the community.
Absolutely.
I think back in the day, you know, because I used to find out little stuff about the family. I'm like, how'd they get past that? You know, what in the world? Yeah, but, you know, they managed to get past it. Nowadays, it seems like people aren't as apt to get past things. Everybody make their mind up to not give in on this thing right here, whatever it is. But that is one of the things that damages and hurts community.
Yeah, it does. But fortunately, I've been blessed to pick my soul tribe, my family, and Epiphany is just that. And y'all done came on up in here, so I got love for y'all, too. I had love for y'all before, but, you know, it's now you're in the fold. You're in the safe space. You know what I mean?
I appreciate y'all putting up with our quirks, too, because we know we're not normal. y'all doing the best y'all can.
Ain't nobody normal.
What
is normal? What's normal?
Normies.
Seriously, what is normal? I mean, you might have a normal routine, but what is a normal person? Seriously, you gotta, you know, what did Phil say? You gotta be a little bit crazy just to survive.
I heard that. Yeah. Especially nowadays. But that being said, Danielle, mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, let me... Okay, this is untitled. Resting in the awareness of his breath, life... Resting in the awareness of his breath lies life spoken with gratitude and love. Never caging my wild, instead, he gives me life. When my soul screams, he whispers to it, speaking to me nonverbal in his love language as I become his forever night. So when the morning approaches, he can rise inside me as our still bodies cradle Earth's horizon, becoming one with the heartbeat of nature. Even on my darkest days, I have the sun, because it's as if he's brushed his teeth with the stars when he smiles for me. And nothing is forced, but I am swept away because his love, he loves to get lost inside my cosmos, especially when broken kept my heart in pawn. He took a trip inside my multiverse of madness, and his energy is the titan that fights my giants. Now peaceful sleep finds me, keeping our love flow in effortless overflow. With him, I can breathe. My everything is captivated, and still he gives me butterflies, because I can taste his truth in every kiss. So there's no reason for me to hide inside my tears anymore. And that's that piece. I don't know if y'all still on mute or what. I can't hear nothing but silence, but that is that piece.
Oh, crap. Here we go. Here we go. I really enjoyed that piece right there. That piece right there was like just like a slice of old school love, you know what I'm saying? The way it was in black and white before so many layers had started coming into play and the complexities of not even wanting to tell a person that you love them because you're playing yourself out of position. I think that back during the time period that this right here is strikes in my mind. Not part of the actual time period, but the time period that it strikes in my mind is that time where you would espouse. You would go ahead and let out how you feel, maybe even prematurely. Mm-hmm. It was better to go ahead and put it out there prematurely than not to have it on time back at that time. But now it's a thing, if you do let those things out, you can put yourself in a compromised position, at least in the other person's mind. This is beautiful.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. I'm apprehensive, but I can't be nobody but me.
Gina's going to kill me forever.
No, it's all right. I have to co-sign with what you said, Jerry, because you know what? A lot of times we listen to poetry that's romantic and that is, you know, hopeful, optimistic when it comes to love, or just sometimes we write the kind of words that we'd like to speak to another person or hear from someone and get the kind of response and have that kind of connection. So I love romance and I love love. So that piece for me, I started feeling warm and fuzzy. So In my heart, all I could think was, yes, I need that. I've had it, and I'd like to have it again. So that means a lot of times when you write a piece like that, you transport the listeners to the place that you are in your heart when you deliver it. So thank you for that, Danielle. I needed that.
Oh, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to take y'all there and give you a visual. So thank you.
I'm so warm and fuzzy
that.
Right now. Thank you. You're very welcome. Just beautiful, beautiful.
Yes. Danielle, you did a very good job of transporting your listener to the place you wanted them to be, because you were conveying the emotion of the moment that you wrote that piece in, right? So there was the love, the feelings of desire, the feelings of vulnerability, and the desire for that person to be vulnerable with you so y'all can grow together. So it was very well done. The meter in which you delivered the piece was perfect for the wording. I don't know if you wrote it in a particular wording to make you deliver it that way, or it was just your choice to make sure that you were very measured in the way you put every word out there, so it kept your audience captive and still drew them in deeper into the picture. So very well done.
Thank you. I do try to sound a particular way. I do, as you say, quote unquote, meter it, because I want to. It's like you said, I want them to feel it, but I also want them to see themselves in the piece as well as feel it. So thank you very much. Man, you guys are awesome.
No, you're awesome. That was an immersive piece. Just by the way, you just went ahead and lined your words up and how you dug into them. And a lot of times poets leave stuff on the table. That piece didn't leave anything on the table. I appreciate you, Danielle.
I appreciate y'all too. Thank you so much. Goodness.
All right. We're going to go ahead and set you. Oh, no, you can have things going on, coming up and around and about.
Hit the universe.
She thought I was going to forget that time. Not me.
Yeah, I thought I was going to slide out of here without you asking me, but okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Trying to get me fine.
Be back the next day. That's all. We all get things slipped. Trust me. We just tell them, we'll be back tomorrow. That's all.
I don't know. I'm paranoid. I think mine might stick.
Nah, you good. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, y'all know how we do. We play with the topic and like to tease you with it until we give it to you. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Whew. Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, where I co-host with Anonymity. And that is from a Royal Pens perspective. And I'm going to leave it open. Every other Saturday night, maybe I'm the host of Poetic Therapy. But I'm loving this Saturday night that y'all are giving. I hope you just take completely over on it, because this show is amazing. Your critique is awesome. The way you break it down and give your understanding. And you guys are great hosts. You know, and we appreciate you. So, back to you guys.
That's big coming from the hardest working woman in the Blog Talk universe.
Me? Oh,
you
man.
You didn't been on everybody's show, multiple shows per week for a long period of time. Take my hat off to you, lady, on that all day. Oh. You know, that's for real.
Thank you. Oh.
I see how you first came in here. You were getting your poetry together, and you were getting your sea legs together on this hosting stuff, and you kept on excelling.
Oh, yeah.
You kept on answering the bell. So that's what's up. If there's an example here, it's definitely you. Only other person who did more shows than you consistently like that is Van Meadows.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that's a big compliment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I still get nervous, y'all. I still get nervous. Lord.
Oh, that's good. When you stop getting nervous, that means you're done.
That's true.
I've heard that before. I've been told that several times from several different poets. I mean, I consider you guys part of the elite. I look up to y'all. I have a lot of admiration for your poetry. So that's... Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, same here, lady. We're about to go ahead and set you back down there, because we're going to get through these callers. We appreciate you opening this up for us, though.
All right. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Easy. All right, we have 573. Hey, it felt good, man. It felt good. It felt real good. 573, you might have your telephone muted. If not, we'll set you back on the, where are we setting people at? In the family room or something like that? What are we doing? We doing small house things here?
I think they can have a beanbag chair.
we're gonna work out a piece of furniture that would be comfortable and both economic. I like that already. I can see lawsuits in the making on that one. All right, 573, we're going to come back to you. I think I know this next number, 860.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Hey, Ma.
You got a 2-for-1 on this line.
I heard. We heard with the job and new dynamic duo.
Oh, man. How y'all doing? Shout out to
Epiphany.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Epiphany, man. La Perla Negra. Coño, mamita. That was hot. I like that. We here. Me and Mama Donna, we here. I fought so hard to get here for the first time in a long time.
I know you did.
So
y'all small house finest, man. We appreciate y'all coming on in.
Man, I took a train, a plane, a bus, a scooter, a skateboard, all that shit, and I got here.
And then he got here and got disconnected.
Yeah.
We both just got disconnected and had to hook up right again, you know.
After 10 o'clock, that's detrimental. After 10 o'clock, that's 11 o'clock y'all time. Y'all would not be able to come back in, but that's water under the bridge because y'all have made it in here. How y'all going to do this? Who's going to go first?
Well, Mr. Whisper is going to go first.
Ladies first, sir. I don't even know why you're asking. Ladies first.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wallace's actual mother right here. He's going
to
make sure we go by the book.
I thought I was going to get by and go last, but I get shadowed. Like always by my son, but that's an unusual.
That's all right.
I tell you what. From this point forward, all the mics will be hot. You guys go ahead and control your own volume as far as mute and not muted. But we're going to go ahead and let y'all go ahead and go through. If y'all have to go ahead and do a preheat for your piece, go ahead and do your preheat. Then we'll come in right behind y'all and give y'all a critique. Mama Donna, the mic is yours, ma'am.
This is going to be self-explanatory. Haven't done this one in a long while. But here we go. It's called Daddy Issues. Did you just ask me, do I have daddy issues? Daddy issues? Don't you have to have a daddy to have issues? Is it an issue that he didn't want me or love me? I guess so. Is that daddy issues? Probably. He denied me, or so the story goes, because I complexion as him. I was too dark. Doesn't that sound effed up? I thought so at the time when I first heard the story. The funny thing, though, is I look just like my mother, even to the brown skin. Daddy issues? I really need to ask you a question. Are you kidding me? That's the best you could come up with? I'm darker than you? That's why you couldn't love or protect me? Is being abandoned by my so-called daddy for the supposed sins of my mother? Why was it okay to lay her sins on me? I was just a baby. I couldn't carry the load. Did you even care? Is my sister better than me? We had the same mother. We came from the same womb. So why her? Collateral damage? Did you sit down then decide if she can have the light one to live my life jealous of my sister who had your love? Unfortunately, I will never get the answer to the question from you. Is that daddy issue? That could be. I could not say with any certainty that you were even my daddy. I heard you were. Mama for sure, daddy maybe. I never had a blood test to prove it. Not until recently. It looks like I might not have your blood after all. I did a DNA test, and you are not the father. sounding like Mari. I now know my preemptive strike was instinctual. I never felt a connection. I'm glad I decided to reject you like you rejected me. You are nothing to me. You are not my daddy. You are not even the sperm donor. I have now found out that what is true. In my young girl mind, I had administered the ultimate justice to an invisible being called daddy. Although my venom towards you was unfair, I can't apologize for the lies I was fed. I guess this is a daddy issue. The answer, the statement is still true. How can you have daddy issues when someone who was never even there? That's what Mama Donna says.
That is a powerful piece. The way that you're able to stay objective within your pieces is one thing that I didn't know that you were going to be able to maintain when you first started down this whole poetry trail. You've been maintaining the objectivity to it. I think a large part of that is because you actually understand those things, even though they were unfair or what may have you. It didn't make it so it was something that you did not understand, and you're able to convey that in your poetry. I can listen to your poetry all day long. It doesn't weigh heavy on me anything, but it also it stays to the point where I can able to digest it. And when I think about it down the line, it doesn't start to pull on me either. I look at the creativity by which you went about going ahead making that happen, and that right there is the part that keeps me where I need to be at. This is a beautiful piece, Mama.
Thank you. You know, when I came up with that piece in the room and it said something about daddy issues, I never thought that I could call a daddy. So how can you have issues when you didn't have a daddy? But you end up having issues because you don't have a daddy.
Uh-huh,
and you have
uh-huh.
somebody that they said was your daddy, then to come to find out he ain't your daddy. He was never your daddy, so. But you still have issues, even in their absence.
Right. And you know, you took the sting out of this, too, by seeing the daddy issues. Normally, sometimes people go ahead and use that as a barb against the person. They say, you got daddy issues. And then that's a real stinging thing, you know, because that might be hurting, and that person might have stuck their finger in that thing. You took the sting out of that, Mama. Gina, I'm going to go ahead and get out your way.
My whole thing is this. When you started, I didn't know where you were going to go, but where you ended, I salute you in the journey of knowing that maybe there was a reason that you didn't connect with this person who rejected you, and it possibly could have been, you know, resolved or handled differently. But you know, people are going to do what they're going to do, and you have to be strong enough and love yourself enough to, in spite of whatever sad situation was going on in his mind and heart that made him reject you, that you were good enough and you were worthy, and that lack of daddy didn't have to be an issue for you. I salute that.
Unfortunately, you're breaking up.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear me better now, but what I did want to tell you this as well, Mama Donna, is that, you know, a lot of people say that things about daddy and mommy issues because of things that have happened and traumatized them as children. But I think that you are still strong and resilient and brave to and have the conversations that other people are afraid to. So I thank you for sharing that with us because, it's sensitive, but it needs to be talked about. And all the things that people put in the back burner, sweep under the rug, and tuck away in the box in the closet, those are the things we need to be shining a light on so that as people we can move forward. So I salute you for getting to the bottom of why that didn't work out with you and this man who didn't believe that he was your daddy. So, and I like the Maury Povich reference as well because it's one of my favorite things is when he opens up the envelope, they're not the dad, and the mom goes running off. out of the studio because
yeah, but my mom wasn't. Unfortunately, my mom wasn't around to run off because you know what? She long been gone. And, you know, if it wasn't for DNA testing, you know, sisters who I thought was a full-blood sister, you know, not a half-sister, and turned out she's a half-sister. So, you know, that was disappointing, but somewhat unfortunate and very illuminating, and I think I kind of want that to be true.
Absolutely. Well, I give you a hug every time mentally when I hear your poetry, because you let people in and you are vulnerable enough to allow people to see you. I love that. I'm going to hand the mic to Wallace. Wallace, what do you have for your mom?
Well, you know, I've always loved this piece. It speaks to, you know, you have to articulate a feeling, right? A question, a thing that happened, you know, coming up. You had to really contemplate, did I have daddy issues? Can you have daddy issues in the absence of anyone who you would call a daddy? We all know from a base case, yes, we can all have daddy issues, right? Meaning the lack thereof actually is an issue in and of itself, not understanding what that position is, how it's supposed to be played, and never feeling love or guidance or anything from someone in that position, in that role, is an issue in and of itself. You know, one I actually had to share for different reasons. You were rejected. I was quasi-rejected, but more so also no opportunity for him to ever correct himself, right? So, you know, there's issues that get wrapped up in it. What I always marvel at this piece, and for those who are listeners, they don't have the history we have, obviously, because I'm your son and I've been around since you started your poetry journey. So, you know, the fact that this is an early piece and the introspection in it and the way you still made something as tough as being rejected by your father because of the age-old lack of understanding of genetics, whether he ended up being right or not, was still ridiculous, right? You know how, you know, we grew up in, you know, you grew up in that era, and it's still kind of prevalent now. But, you know, the looks of a child, not understanding how DNA patterns work, but the looks of the child is the first thing that determines in people's mind whether that's their children or not. And to say somebody was, you were too light when he was beige anyway, and it was crazy. It's just that everybody was so damn high yellow in this situation. How can anybody be concerned with a color? It was absurd.
Or just besides the color, I look just like my mother. That's the funny part. I look like my mother. Huh?
I said, how dare you look like your mother?
To look like my mother and be the same complexion as her. The audacity of genetics. But I thank everybody, you know, because that's the part. That's the part, because, you know, when you grow up, you always want to have a daddy, you know, you always want to have that. So, you know, I would question, do I have daddy issues? How could I have daddy issues? Also, I know some people have their daddies in the house, and they wish they never had. I had one. My mother had a husband, but they were not my daddy. They were different, and I was never part of the equation. I had big daddy issues. My daddy issue was I didn't have one.
You know what, Mama Donna, did this at least help you to align those things? You know, sometimes we can have a problem and know what the problem is whenever the problem pops up, but did this allow you to go ahead and align what the things are as far as that might go?
That's been aligned up for me because I'm a person that's like this here. I can't grieve for what I never had. You understand what I said? To grieve for something that you never had is a fool's folly to me. That's how I've always felt. But to get up there, the only problem that I had an inkling of an issue with is having confirmation of this could have been my daddy at all, and he might have been right all along. So to have that confirmation and nobody around that can tell me who could possibly be my father. So that didn't come up in the DNA. So I don't know who my father is, and I might not ever know. So when you have that, part, that's that thing where, hey, I found a brother this year. The same time I found a brother, I lost the daddy. That's a hell of a lot of things to be dealing with, and I'm glad I was able to deal with it through my poetry.
Right. How long have you been doing poetry, Mama Donna?
Well, officially since April.
Mm.
Yeah.
The That's not really April, any time for you to be the WS.
Yeah, the end of April is when I started. I know everybody can tell me, but this is just, that was just my story. That's it. This is what came out, you know. This is what I went through. This is life. And I can sit there and compare myself to other people, and my trauma is just as important as theirs. It might not be as visible, but until you hear me talk and you know what I've gone through, if you had a father, I didn't have a grandmother. I didn't have a father. My mother passed. That's it. Because she didn't keep us around her family. She would go down and visit her family, but we really didn't know them. She
yes,
had
ma'am.
People that are relatives. The hell they are.
What do you have going on, Mama Donna? What do you have going on?
I just got life going on.
No, you don't. You got something going on tomorrow.
I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do, and I'm getting ready to tell you what I got going on. If there's anybody that's mm-hmm. available, please come out, because I have an interview tomorrow in the living room on the clubhouse. Mr. Jarrett, I guess some other people are going to put some questions to me and try to dwell into my inner sanctum, which is my mind. I don't know if you want to go there, because sometimes I don't even want to be there. But I will be interviewing tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. So I would love for everybody to come out and support.
Yeah, they're going to be there, Mama. Don't you worry about the thing. All right, I'll tell you what, we got
to
go ahead
and I'm going to try to resist.
I don't know. We're just going to go in there. We're going to go ahead and give the people a good show, like we always do.
That's all.
If you end up crying, that's something you decided on. All right. Timothy Whispers, where are you, brother?
I'm here in the building. I wanted to say to Mama real quick, that piece was on fire, and I really love the transparency of it. And shout out to Epiphany Radio, everyone, all the staff, Eugenia, Wallace, Jarrett, all those listening. Peace and blessings tonight, man. This is a beautiful night. And
it's good to have you, man.
Oh, yes, and I second whatever Timothy said.
What's that, Mom?
Yeah, man.
All right. Hey, Timothy, we've been talking about this thing, community here, man. You've been in a lot of different communities. When I say a lot of different communities, I mean that they were different from one another. You used to be in a battling community. What is the importance of the community for how strong whatever you're doing, brother?
The most important thing is to have confidence in yourself first. And then have confidence in whatever it is you're doing. You have to be able to sell it, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't think it's sellable, you have to be able to sell it. That old expression, sell salt to a slug, ray to a bug, water to the sea, and paper to a tree. You know, you can say some absolutely nonsense, but if you know how to say that nonsense, it'll get by.
Oh, it worked for ODB. It worked for a few of them guys out there.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nice and smooth. Greg Nice, I never knew what
Greg
the hell
Nice.
He was talking about. But I love his music. But, you know what I'm saying? He went from getting a kiss under the mistletoe to some other shit, and Orca was a great big whale. How do you do that in the same song?
He sold it, though. That's how you
but
do
it.
You got to sell it. You just can't assume people gonna get that. You have to sell that.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, my
tell you
my
what,
piece
we got
tonight.
About, I was just about to for that, brother.
Yeah,
you have to go ahead and do it. You are a professional, man. go ahead and kick the tires around, see what it ride like. It might be good.
All right. Preheat for this piece, man. It's called Evolve. And it's kind of what, almost a piggyback on what Mama put out there as to what these men should be for their sons and daughters, you know what I mean? So this is Evolve. There's an evolution in my revolution to change the signs of time, to design young men to be kings that bring peace and prosperity to the unclear clarity, clearly dragging these young children with no fire in their eyes. Controlled by the lies that lie on social media couches, dividing houses by clicking mouses with no cheese, not realizing the rat trap had been set. So young men, make the right decisions. Transition to the greatness within you. Help legacy continue to grow roots in the soil of our being, bringing evolution as a solution to genocide. Too many men have died trying to stop it, but the topic and people run from the topics, and it's easier to ignore it. Devastation soaring like eagles. We are judged by illegal legal terms. My Mississippi burns to change lives. We must evolve. Solve problematic, sporadic issues that stick to our kids' ribs. I'm hungry for change of direction. I pray for protection, and our section becomes more than eight, but eight wonder. The preyed on become hunter. Our silence, we will not go under, and our silence becomes thunder. We will not go under. We the people of the melanin attribute salute our evolution of greatness to evolve, evolve, evolve. Poem.
Man, that was a strong piece there, Timmy Whispers. I love the passion you put in there and the call for us to evolve, to always grow, ignore some of the noise, and have personal growth for everyone. That's excellent.
Amen. Thank you.
I love that. I love the perspective of evolution, because if we don't evolve, we're going to extinction, and we have to adapt and adjust so that we can move forward. And that that involves you being able to evolve. So I like that a lot. I need to hear it again. You know, it's going to be one of those ones that after I've heard it probably the first three times, I feel like I got all the nooks and crannies, but that I really do enjoy it. And I enjoy what you're trying to convey.
Thank
the thought.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah, I felt that too, Gina. And it seemed like most of the stuff that we need to go ahead and evolve from is the stuff that's within inside of us. And this poem really spoke to that, brother, about basically the lack of evolving for whatever the situation is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we must grow, continue to grow. Grow in our lives, grow in our pens, grow in our word, grow in all of the above, you know what I mean? You know, just really quickly, lately I've been evolving in my spirituality, man, and I've been going to a deep place, man, and I've been digging off in James, the book of James. I've been digging off into a little bit of Romans. You know, I've been searching some things, man, and finding some things, man. I thank God for it, because it's changing me to evolve in a whole different way. With that, I yield my mic.
Consummate professional, man. Consummate professional. Mama Donna, Timothy,
yeah.
Both of y'all are part of Smile House. We appreciate what y'all do. Y'all, you know, strengthen us in y'all own way.
Hey, man. Hey, quickly this. If y'all ain't doing nothing on Monday morning, please stop by the clubhouse on the AM drive on your way to work, going to the donut shop to get your coffee for work, whatever. Stop at the AM drive on clubhouse and hang out with your boy, Mr. Whispers, a.k.a. Funny Bones, and the Small House crew. All right? Yeah. 8 a.m.
My man. Yeah, y'all want to check out Tim over there at the AM drive. Tim keep us laughing all the time. Tim do all these voices. Tim does just the wealth of experience that this man has. And he'd be expounding it all the time. Just something to check out. I appreciate your whispers, Mama Donna, for coming through.
Appreciate y'all too, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. All right. I think that might be... We got folks in here, but they want to keep their hand down.
I see.
We have to remind them to raise their hand.
Yeah, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, press 1 so that you can join the conversation and share your poetry. I have a habit of doing it, thinking that I pressed 1 already and have not. So if that is in fact the case, feel free to press that 1 right now.
Gina, you have not raised your hand as of yet.
And I shan't.
I heard that. We do have somebody here. 385.
Hello.
Who do we have here, 385? Uh-oh, watch out now. I think I heard you last Wednesday, didn't I?
You could have.
I'm all right. I think I did. I think I had rolled up in Epiphany around that time, and then I heard you, and you was with that Danielle girl.
Yep. How are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah. We're doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. Bringing the callers in, chit-chatting with them about community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is... I know you're here at the Epiphany Universe community. Have you been in any other communities, poetry, outside of this one?
I really can't say that I have. When I first started, you know, there were a lot of little groups around, but it was never of that much importance as Epiphany is. When you're
right.
part of a community, everybody is of the same accord. Everybody's on one accord. And like Danielle said, you know, if anything happens in the middle of the night, somebody presses that button, somebody's bound to answer. And no one will not answer. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, the community is a very, very important thing. Because, you know, even, you know, you two coming in now, you're going to be family, then, hey, the same will apply to you. If you press the button in the middle of the night, somebody's going to answer you. And that's what I really like
right.
about being in a community, and, well, moreover, a family. That's what it really is. So that's it.
It really is a family. And you know, we all bring our individualness into this family also. And it's the ways that we're different that they go ahead and make us stronger as well.
Absolutely.
What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I have a couple of old pieces. I didn't know which way I was going. Was I going the love way or was I going another way? So, you know what?
What's
the
other way?
To your voices. It's called Behind the Vibe.
Behind the Vibe?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I tell you what, we normally give a person to go ahead and do a preheat if they need to. But if you don't need to, you can go directly into your piece, VIP. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I think I'm going to go Behind the Vibe. I couldn't say what was behind the vibe because I was hiding behind the veil. People say I hid behind my glasses, so I got contact lenses. And immediately I was apprehensive because my eyes told stories I wasn't sure I could tell. And if I did, whomever did me dirty was going straight to hell and burn. There was something I discovered deep down. There were feelings, emotions, words flowing in the consciousness of my mind. I couldn't bring them to the surface until one night I saw something on TV, made me take pause, affected me, made me cry, and the feelings hit so hard I wanted to die. I wanted my mama, so I called, and the burden lifted. The impetus to write came into a rush. So many words, adjectives, adverbs, metaphors to piece together. Words godless, gifted. Now I write about love, injustices, the ups and downs of life, the madness, the strife. And now you know what's behind my vibe. I love sharing my poetry with the world, especially with my soul tribe. And that's that piece.
I love that. I love the transparency and the depth in which you went into how you were allegedly hiding behind things, because I don't think that one can hide behind glasses. I feel like I'm from a family of glasses wearing folk, and glasses is just part of who we are. I love that. Absolutely, So I appreciate the fact that you opened up so much, and like you said, it's easy to do when you feel safe. So that's important.
Absolutely.
All right, love them, Ms. VIP. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wallace J.
Oh, yeah, I loved every bit about that piece, that you letting us behind the veil, letting us see what motivates you, who you are, even calling the question the things that people question you on, right, what you were trying to hide and how you were trying to hide. But it's often how we move to external forces. I got contacts because people said I was hiding behind my glasses. I got, you know, when we then stop for a minute to realize what motivates us truly beyond a criticism or a word from somebody else is when we can free ourselves. So I appreciate the piece.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jay, if you're trying to speak, I'm not understanding you.
My bad. VIP.
Yes.
What was your motivation behind writing this piece? This piece touched on a lot of real-world things that happen with people every day. When you sat down there, like we talked about with Mama Donna, as far as lining out the things that are going on, what was your motivation behind this piece? What were you trying to achieve?
Mainly, it's very ironic because someone actually told me I hide behind my glasses. I was like, what? And you like, I don't think so. But I realized something, that I think they were just trying to get something out of me that I just couldn't let loose, you know. One night I was in a real, it's a true story, I was watching something and I was like, wait a minute. And it really affected me. And I called my mom and I told her, she was like, you know, such and such. And I was like, yeah, that's such and such, you know. And by the time my mom and I finished talking, it was just like the floodgates had just opened. And I was able to write poetry for the first time. I feel like I'm a babe in the woods. I know I started writing under 10 years ago. I wrote stories,
right,
not poetry. So I'm really, like Danielle says, you know, I'm very blessed to be with Epiphany because the Velvet Steamroller, I won't mention anything, but that's what I call him. But anyway, he evidently saw me and then listened to me, and next thing I knew, I was host of the Love Zone. Then La Perla Negra came on board, and we morphed into the Erotic Love Zone. So it's been a journey. It really has. But it's been all good.
Yeah, you have taken a journeyman's move with the poetry as well. Take my hat off to you as well, just the movement and stand firm. When
thank
things
you.
get thick and through the thin, you know, you still maintained and was always VIP.
thank you.
You know, that's one of the key components about community. If the people within the community, do they know each other? Do they really know each other? Because, you know, it's a lot of people out there like, if such and such happened, I'll just go ahead and do this. me being involved with some situations like that, personally, after I got done doing something, if I made the right move, I still have to tell myself if that was to happen again right away, right now, I don't know if I'll be able to make the right move again. Sometimes it just has to be a part of what you actually want to go ahead and do. This poetry thing, as far as the things that we deal with, as far as people, human beings, things that happen to us, this poetry is definitely a beautiful gift for us to go ahead and use responsibly. When we help one another, community-wise, when we help one another through our poetry, we've just done something for the next person.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. What do you have going on, lady?
Well, as aforementioned by my diva, La Perla Negra, we have the Erotic Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the topic is up in the air, which is usual for us. But when you come through, you're guaranteed to have a good time. We have a lot of great conversation, great, great music. And, you know, we don't bite. So y'all just come and take your socks off.
I'm going to go ahead and inquire about that to make sure that's true, because I don't want to be sending other people over that way, and they'd be like, man, we have bite marks all over the place.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you for coming through, lady.
Right.
All right. All right. 573. We coming back to you to go ahead and check on you, brother or sister. Five, 573. Are you with us? All right, we'll check on you one more time before the end of the show. We have 267. 267. How are you doing tonight? 267, are you there? All right, it sounds like I heard something in the background. Might not be ready. 267, we'll come back to you. All right, this is a favorite part that the host always like to do. It's the host spit. Do we have any hosts that are ready? And by the way, everybody, if you want to be a... All right, I heard the killers come out now. That's what I'm talking about. If y'all want to go ahead and be a part of the poetry tonight, go ahead and press 1. I know sometimes I be thinking I pressed 1, and I did not press 1. And when they start wrapping up the show, I'm all in their message, what are y'all doing? I have my hand up. And they're like, no, you didn't. I'm like, oh, I did not. So if that's the situation with y'all, get your hands up. Get your hands up. We would love to go ahead and talk to y'all about you and your poetry. This is what we do down at the Small House of Poetry, and this has helped us quite a bit as far as poets. From the beginner poet to even guys like Timothy, who's been out there forever, you know, the exchange is always a good thing. Because there's no levels of, I'm better than you or any of that other type of stuff. The exchange is to go ahead and grow. Everybody might not be cut out to be on the stage. Some people might be cut out to go ahead and do books. Some people may be cut out to just go ahead and write poetry and then go ahead and come in here and recite it. You know, that's your own personal thing with poetry. Nobody can dictate that for you. All right, we're going to go ahead and get to this host spit. Gina, where you at?
I'm here. I didn't know if I wanted to freestyle or read something, so that's what I. That was my dilemma.
Oh, you're having dilemmas.
Yeah. I haven't given it any thought about what I was going to spit during the host spit, so I blame myself.
All right. How are you doing now? Are you ready to spit? Would you like to spit?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. Like I said, my goal was to read something if I could find something that I felt like was relevant to our topic. And if not, then I would go ahead and give y'all one off the dome. It's been a minute. I hardly ever freestyle anymore, which I can't.
You have to freestyle more and more lately. You're a freestyle artist again. She's free.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and free myself.
Yeah, I heard that, Cap. I heard it big time. You heard that, Jerry. She said she's been freestyling more. We forced her in the month of April to write, and now she's finally come out of that cloud of writing, and now she's been freestyling a little bit more.
She thought she was on her side, too. She's like, yeah, Wallace, get him.
That's okay. You know why? Because I found the piece, and I'm going to read it.
All right. Well, Wallace, you want to give our sister the microphone?
Gina Storm, the microphone is yours.
Thank you, Wallace. I titled this piece Start. I wrote it on September 16, 2013. Start. Putting things off isn't my way. I like to push myself hard every day. Sometimes I have to fight my own body, struggling to do to things that are ordinary. But I put one foot in front of the other, taking care of myself, my grandbabies, and my mother. If need be, any other. I don't complain, make excuses, or become useless. Mm-mm. I simply start. I step up and I make it happen. I'm no super person with no hidden abilities. I just dig deep inside of me. We can all do more. Some just don't see it as a possibility. Some, but not me, because that's all I can see. I know I have to start every day, today, tomorrow, to do more than I thought that I could do. You'd be surprised at what you can if you try to. Maybe you can do a chore for a neighbor or a random act of kindness while you're out shopping, volunteer in your community, mentor a child. So my imagination goes wild. I'm usually stirring multiple pots, and once I'm dead, that'll be the only time it stops. Kindness is free, so I give generously. All you have to do is start. Just take it from me. In peace.
I'm going to have to go ahead and confiscate that piece, too, as well, that young lady. We're going to call that Exhibit A. Hey, that was a beautiful piece, lady.
Thank you.
That's why I'd be liking to hear your recitation, too, because you kill both of them equally. I think you didn't got so good at freestyle poetry that reading is harder for you than actually what's the name. But when I hear it, it's always coming in on time, especially when you read the scriptures.
Yeah. I love the Bible. I love giving myself an opportunity to read things that I've probably never read it through out loud ever. I just wrote it and put it out there or shared it or wrote it for a prompt or something. But I appreciate that. I really do. And I appreciate y'all for making me write.
Yeah, great piece. I love the imagery in it. I love the message of it. It was well done, start to finish. The beauty of putting it the thoughts down at times is you can make sure you keep the integrity of the line you're taking and when you write, right? When you're trying to bring people to other movements. Sometimes when you freestyle or even key style, you may misconnect a thought or a concept because, you know, your mind is trying to move ahead to the formation. So sometimes it's good to kind of collect your thoughts and put it all down so that way when you bring it out, you get that full message you want to convey.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all.
What
Wallace said. It's been so helpful. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Man, that was lovely, Gina. Thank you very much for that. Wallace, what you got, man?
You know, we were talking about community, right? So I decided to do a call out to all. I decided to make a call. It's an open call to everybody on this one. So
I tell you what, man. I'll tell you what, I like to set up for this already. With that being said, Wallace, Elder, the mic is yours.
Calling word warriors, your pen is your sword. We are the poets, the griots. We are needed. We can't be idle. We have always held the mirror to the culture. We are the voice of the voiceless. It's time to take our pens to the streets. Tell the stories of the lost black boy who thinks power lies in an erection or reacting with violence when there's a tension. Don't forget to mention their path to their redemption. It's time to take our pens to the streets. Tell tales of black girls lost, surviving their innocence is the cost. Think it is magic to face tragic events in their lives. Peace destroyed, broken to pieces. But let them know, those pieces can be recovered, scooped up and put into a mosaic. It's time to take our pens to the streets. Speak of the system's function, their general heart malfunction, killing our people without compunction while our leaders sit in fundraising luncheons, ready to be seen with the family of our latest martyr or be the one to barter for our complacency is tragedy, that they lack morality. Call them all to the carpet, the man they actually lead. They didn't start off that way. Remind them of their heart before they were paid to play. It's time to take our pens to the streets. Are you with me? Call it word warriors, your pen is your sword. Now let me hear your war cry. Oh, 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 oh. And the elder has spoken.
Yes, I like that. I like that a lot, Wallace. Every time that you combine poetry and song, you know, I get envious because I wasn't given that gift at all. So just not putting anybody through that drama. But the strength of your poem was just as rich as the sound of your song. Your singing voice and your speaking voice were equally crisp, bold, and purpose-filled. So your message was conveyed two places and two ways and with two different approaches, and they fit together very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a dope one. Jared, what you got for Wallace?
Wallace, what was your I know everybody always say everybody and this, that, and the other, but honestly, there has to be an epicenter and an earthquake out from there. What was your target for this poem right here, your target demographic?
Oh, my target demographic is everyone who has a voice that is geared towards aiding our people. And when I say our people, right, I am a African-American man. I grew up in the inner city, but I've been in multiple areas. But it was anybody who was looking to really voice the ails of our condition in this country and the things we see and how we need to correct them and how we need to call these things out and record them and let it be known and plain that there are certain things that occur that have no business occurring. That's what a griot really was a historian, right? I mean, that's why I used the word I used, right? A griot is a South African historian and storyteller who gathered the history of the experiences of their people, and then they told and they were able to keep it alive from person to person. And we are gathering our stories. We do that when we put our pen to the paper and we tell tales of the things that happen. So it's definitely those who are, you know, socio-political conscious type writers, those who see the things. Because what I've learned in my walk as a Christian man, as an elder in the church, and just as a person, that we see a lot of stuff sometimes with a particular revelatory eye because God has gifted us with that vision. And when we get that vision, it is our job to enact that, right? So either we see it so keenly that other people don't, in a manner that other people don't, but he also gifted all the writers with this skill set to put it out there in a way that certain people can understand, right? Or everybody can understand if it's written in the voice that they understand. So that's why there's so many different types of voices for people to write with, because there's certain people who hearken their ear to a particular style. So I'm calling all of you to lean on your pens and the eyes that you see and write out these things, but don't just call them out. Give us solutions. And that's one of the biggest things you'll find when I write, even when I write my trauma, I'm telling you about the solution, How do we fix it? How did we fix it? How are we on the path to fix it? Because it's just not enough to call things out without a solution.
I see what you're doing there, Wallace. I'm looking forward to that production also, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a really good thing when we get to it. Most definitely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, what do you have going on as far as any of these different platforms?
Oh, man, tomorrow morning on Clubhouse, or actually still afternoon, I'm sorry, 12 noon Eastern time, 11 Central, 9 a.m. Pacific, in the One Love Poetry house on Clubhouse, we'll be doing the best of the, the best of, and we'll be doing a three wise men thing. So there's a lyrical spoken word, that room that we do, right? A biblical spoken word room we do, where we break down Bible stories and then tell the stories in a poetic way. And myself, a poet out of Mississippi by the name of Big Crave, and another poet by the name of Akil Ali, who's known in, you know, various circles of poetry, will be the three wise men, where we'll be bringing three pieces each, speaking on particular three different biblical stories, and it's going to be fun, you know. So it's going to be the best of the What's the Word Holy Open Mic that occurs every Sunday afternoon, 12 noon.
Yeah, they're not going to lack for talent.
What was that?
It's not going to lack for talent, for sure.
That is for sure. We have some really power poets coming back with some of their best pieces. You know, the Jeans, the Days of the World, the, you know, Simply Stacy's. It's gonna be a power-packed room. Power-packed room I'm looking forward to. It's going to be a really fun 2-3 hours tomorrow where we really, you know, showcase our talents and really get a word out for those who are inclined.
All right. All right.
Working on the one-man show that's going to come out, you know, probably with the
next, I
don't
know if you want
to
hit on that or not. I kind of like alluded to it a little bit, but I didn't know.
I put it out there on my social media, so, you know, it's coming. It's coming. It's going to be about, I have a literary figure called the Broken Boy, and that boy is really, you know, the tales of the Broken Boy are tales of my healing, you know, from childhood trauma and dealing with the monster I have and my temperament issues. So, you know, I'm putting out all the pieces with some, you know, some that have been heard, some that have never been heard before, with some commentary about, you know, the journey and the struggle and the solutions of it all. And I think it'll be, it's an important story that I think will help some and enlighten others. So, you know, and they may even start their own walk down their path and find their own broken boy or girl in them in order to start really healing from some things. It's hard to heal at times when you don't have people in place that can give you closure, so you have to do a lot more heavy lifting internally because you won't ever hear the I'm sorry or I understand where that came from.
Right, just like your mom, Mama Donna, man, just the understanding of why you're writing what you're writing, man, actually makes it just purely therapeutic instead of wave emotional and they make you feel good at certain times, but understanding what you're doing. Once you understand what you're doing, it's no problem to go ahead and convey it to everybody.
Most definitely. So thank you for the time and the opportunity to speak on that. So we're getting a host piece from you, sir.
Oh, see, there you go with that again. All right. We need the mic from somebody.
Well, Mr. Jared King, the microphone is yours.
Thank you, bro. Pieces of me are scattered like chaff throughout my poems. My words blow on the breeze, whistling verse and cadence, watched by an invisible poetic assailant. Poetic passages assault my mind daily and force my hand to the pad, and outspills my ink onto the loose leaf. If I should die now, let my parting be brief, breathing, fleeting, as these words escape from my clenched teeth. But my heart is not beating. and the fight is real. Like a dog that's starving for his meat, this piece of me is the beast that the poetry calms me. And these waters contain shattered pieces of me, shimmering like phosphorescence on the surface, like oil, but only more natural, filtered through incandescence, golden light, whooshing on the waves. I'm drifting like a man of war, into a war, that I do not understand. Paul.
I have to ask, Jay, what was this piece about?
Hit her with his question.
I be meaning it, though. She don't mean it. This piece is about being pissed. It's about being pissed. It's about being within your poems, too. I think I wrote this during the period of time when I was pissed. I wasn't pissed in the normal way. I was just pissed myself, basically, for a minute. For a sustained minute, and I had ended up writing this piece right here. We were talking pretty good about how we're contained within the poems too. So, and, when they came up, this piece ended up coming out right here. I talked about myself being scattered like chaff through my poems, and my words blow on the breeze, whistling verse and cadence. Watched by an invisible poetic assailant. So, you know, I'm having some fights within my poetry as well.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You know, honestly, because I'm saying to myself, okay, I get that, and I hear what you're saying, but it seemed like I'm not even going to pry. If it was anything else to it, then keep that one to yourself. But, yeah, I just, okay.
The last part of that verse is poetic passages assault my mind daily and force my hand to the pad and out spills my ink onto this loose leaf.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That was actually a hell of a passage that you created there, right? But you said it was about being pissed. Were you pissed at yourself for succumbing to the stanzas breaking out of your mind? Or you was pissed because you didn't like what was coming out?
You know what? It was the real life was getting on the poetry. The real life was getting on the poetry. And that's what I think I was pissed about. Communities. We might as well go ahead and talk about community. Community is a fickle thing, you know. And you basically just have to go ahead and set your course and go ahead and stay on your course. And my thing was I was trying to do too many things at one time, and then my own foolishness was getting in the mix too, and it was getting really hard, and I was grinding against it and grinding against it, and all of a sudden it felt like something went bang. I was like, oh, shit. So this piece basically came out of there. It was just some random thoughts that was going on. It wasn't even about a certain thing. It was just some random thoughts and then trying to make a rhyme at the same time and give him a fang.
Okay. So after you dumped it, did the anger fall with it?
Man, I had forgot it was in there, Wallace. I hadn't come back and touched it up or anything, man. This is a raw piece for me. I don't even really like reciting pieces like this, because they'll make me stumble or make me slow down because I don't know what's coming around the corners. But yeah, I need to go and touch this up to see if just take a peek at that time period and see how was I handling things.
All right, in the interest of community, don't touch it. leave it that raw. You don't have to tinker with everything. The piece stands in its current format as is.
If you're gonna
play with it, leave this one raw, make a copy, and then play with another version of it. But leave this raw one, because sometimes whether you recite it to us or you just read it to yourself, what came out of your pen in that moment is still needed for you.
Right.
Everything we put to page is not meant for everyone.
Think of it.
So. But I have to play with the dwellers. What else would I do if I do not play with the word? I got
you.
You
understand.
Hey. So who do we have on the phone? Is anybody there with their hand raised, ready to go?
I'm about to go back to 573. 573. 573, are you there? I think dude on permanent vacation. We have 267. 267, are you there?
Yeah.
Who am I speaking with?
Joey Wishbone, of course.
The infamous poet. What's going on with you, man?
Man, I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying, in the laboratory doing what I do.
Man, you've been holding on for a minute, sir.
Say it again?
You've been holding on for a minute, sir.
Yeah, there was my other phone been acting up. When I tried to dial your number, it wouldn't let me.
So all right, man. We've been talking about community, man. I know the community that you grew up in when you was coming up was pretty rough.
Yeah, you see that. Like going to Gladiators.
And the sub-community that y'all had formed while you guys were being young and doing the things that y'all were doing, that was an even rougher community.
Yeah. It was. It was always, you had to fight to go to school, fight to come from school, had to fight to go to the store. Man, it's crazy. And if you, your mother sent you to the store and they took her money, oh my gosh. So send you back out there, they go get it.
He couldn't get tired of fighting. Now, that's one thing I've been knowing about Dan since I met you. You don't ever get tired, Joey.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I wrote some creative stuff, you know. I don't know.
Which direction you running in tonight, bro?
And I'm not going real vulgar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just also casino shit, that's all.
That was kind of unclear, Joey. I didn't hear you.
Just throw some conceited shit. That's what I said.
All right. Appreciate the telephone call today, too, man.
Yeah. That's what's up. I've been trying to call you for the longest, but I'm saying, man, never answer your phone.
Real life is a mother.
With that being said,
Joey Wishbone, the infamous poet, the mic is yours, sir.
Of course. All right. Make me pretty. Pray to God, I don't kick the girl you got. My words, they vary. I put shit together like a dictionary. I move mountains. People, I'm always counting. Girls, I'm making them squirt like water fountains. It's the same every time they hear my name. I got my fame from my dick game. Bitches always giving me brain. This dick is like cocaine. My pussy out the frame. You getting fucked so good, you forgot your own name. You're a groupie. Follow me around like Woodstock, you Snoopy. You get never lost a game playing in Madden. You scared that I'm gonna fuck her in your bed. She transforms the body into superhead. I swing in the air like Tarzan. With the wave of my hand, I kill as fast as quicksand. Your girl will blaze me and the rest of my clan. The black Superman. I'm doing shit that no other nigga can. I'm fucking bitches all across the land. I'll fuck your girl. I'll fuck your grandmother. If she got 2 grand, I'll do shit just because. Girls say I'm the best there ever was. Come on. Okay. Oh, man.
That's one from last year. I remember that one, Joey.
I just wrote this today. How you fuck are you listening?
No, I heard it till you wrote today.
I just wrote this with you.
Oh, so you wrote 3 today?
Yeah, all up on my finish, okay.
All right.
Why you mad at me? See, I can understand why you mad at me. It feels like a tragedy. Your girl getting fucked by me and all the fussy. Your girl made a lot of money. I turned that into a porn star dummy. You made a whole lot of movies.
Joey.
She's a nasty.
Joey.
What?
Joey.
Yes.
We can't just rip poems. We just can't rip poems, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the whole radio station here.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got something made for the radio.
Man, how have you been doing? You been taking care of yourself?
Of course, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to leave.
My man.
That's it. I done got better 1,000 times over. I'm saying. So,
got you, bro. I'll tell you what, man. Do you have anything going before we go ahead and send you? What, Gina, what are we using nowadays?
What do you mean, what are we using, Jay?
To set the people on.
You got to be specific with me.
Apparently, okay. Today only.
Only today, only day. I suggested beanbag chairs. That one got swatted away. Indian style on the floor, holding hands in a circle, singing Kumbaya. That didn't take. So
that shouldn't have took.
How about this?
That's too much cooperation for people who just
and
got
there. And rocking with recliners.
They might be drinking and smoking.
Oh, yeah. And it's sitting in the rocking recliner. My mother has one. You would swear it's mine. I'm always in it.
We send them out on the porch. They on the screen of the porch. Is that it?
Oh no, the rocking recliner is like a lazy boy. I mean, I'm talking about it's furniture in the house. It's too cold to be outside.
What is it,
a glide? Over here. It glides basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I call it rocking, but yeah. It's still. I love the motion of it. I don't always have
grandma.
My feet up. Oh, it's definitely a comfort. You know, I feel like I'm going into myself.
The Ottoman probably rock too.
Hey, it works.
Yeah,
well,
so we about
you so
to send
much
you back
for
to the glider Ottoman rocking beanbag chair, brother.
Thanks for holding on to come in the chair, Joey. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
I mean, if you want me.
That was my bad. I was already moving through. All right. Y'all going to have to press 1 if you want to go ahead and come in. We'll be chopping it up until then. Hey, Wallace, what do you have going as far as some of your community actions you have in the actual real world of community things being done for the community, bro?
All right, so Monday, the 19th, we're doing our Project Angel Wing. That's what Angela Edgewood. I'm the vice chair of the board of directors there, where we do it's a holiday party for families with children with disabilities. So we get sensory toys. We're going to give them a meal. We're going to feed them. We're going to give them toys. You know, we're not doing groceries this year. We usually do groceries as well. But this year, we're going to send them off with the toys and a nice meal on Monday. Next Friday at my alma mater, I'm on the school governance council for my high school that I went to school with. We're having a meet and greet for a holiday party for the kids before they go off for the holiday break. So we're going to be meeting there on Friday. You know, it's the community stuff I got planned. You know, stuff pops up all the time, though. There's been all kinds of toy drives and everything else throughout the week. I'll probably be dropping stuff off all week in order to participate.
What do you get out of that stuff, man?
I get, you know, really, ultimately, I get the knowledge that I'm in position because I've been blessed. I'm in position to help those in a way that I wish I was able to be helped when I was younger.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm fulfilling a void that I thought was there when I was a kid by doing so. And, you know, from a scripture standpoint, man, you know, we're supposed to go out there and help those who are less fortunate. We're supposed to have our arms. We're supposed to be in a position to help those people, you know, when we have been blessed and with the ability to, in order to do, you know, to handle things and be able to share and help and give back or pay forward. All that is just kind of like reasonable service. So part of it is just fulfilling, you know, part of my destiny because he put it in my hand for me to do something with. And if I just hold on to it, I can't multiply it.
You know what, man? I think that, like, if you as one person said, I didn't want to do that, that would affect so many other people that you come in contact with because I deal with you on a daily basis. I know how you are. I know how you move. I know your motivation just by the things that you do. Just by you talking about these things that you're doing tonight makes me think, like, oh, I'm not doing enough. But, yeah, just how you are with us, I know how your impact is with those people during those situations, man. So take my hat off to you, man. And your energy stays high all the time despite – going and doing all these different things, and sometimes they're not in the same location. You're making moves to go ahead and make it happen. Kudos to you and your wife and your family, bro.
I appreciate it. It's, like I said, it all seems like reasonable service to me, you know. But I trust me, I take my time, and to be honest with you, the time I spend in the rooms doing poetry, even this, right, it just kind of refills my cup. You know, my mind works in a way that if I recharge my mind, my body follows behind me, right? So, you know, if I'm mentally drained or bogged down, then I can't really move the way I need to move, right? But if I can, you know, find that release, get something put something on a piece, create a piece, be able to perform and kind of get some of that energy out, it refreshes my mind and leaves me in a position physically where I feel like I can go, you know, and, you know, conquer the things that are before me.
Man. See, stuff like that, y'all. It's just stuff like that right there. I know you don't understand it well. It's just stuff like that right there, bro. I mean, you ain't trying to do it. It's just is what it is. Gina, he's showing out again.
No. He understood the assignment.
Oh, look at you.
Giving back to the community is definitely something that we should be doing, and I try to do it as much as possible. I encourage my grandchildren even. I want them to do community service in elementary school. In our high school district here in my town, community service hours are required as a part of graduation, as our graduation requirement.
I've been hearing about that more. That's good. Also, some countries go way over into that as far as getting the most out of their people. And they're like, well, this is what you'll be doing, so you might as well go ahead and start doing it now for free, and then later on you can get a job at doing it.
Yeah. I think in real time, in real life, it helps, especially really young kids. My grandkids are 10, 8, and 6, so at that age, they're at the age where, you know, they have some responsibilities and they have some household chores. And if they learn to give back, especially to children who aren't in the same position as they are necessarily, so they can be more appreciative of the things that they have.
Yeah, it's good to get them started early.
Absolutely.
Well, Gina, we're about to wrap this thing up and put a bow on it.
Absolutely.
Until that, I kind of figured that would draw somebody out. At least one hand. What do we have on the microphone?
Yo, yo, yo. Take your socks off, babies. What it do?
My man. What's going on with you, Pharrell?
Hey, what's up, family? How y'all doing?
Good evening, Pharrell. We're out here just doing it, man. We got Wallace with us,
hey,
too.
Hey, my brother Wallace. What's up, my brother?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm living, I'm loving life right now, you know, in spite of and despite the madness. I'm good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm
the
good.
Madness has been shout abundant and been spread liberally.
Hey, what he said.
Man, we've been in here talking about community for real.
Community.
Do you know anything about communities? Oh, yeah. A lot of times they end up coming down to these little micro communities that we have. And sometimes they're not even a part of our natural family community. It's just like a Frankenstein of a family. Well, in these micro communities, sort of like the one over here at Epiphany and the one we have over there at Small House and the ones that are sprinkled throughout these different internet and actually in real life. Talk to us about community, man. What is necessary for communities to actually go ahead and work?
For communities to go ahead and work, it first starts, I think, one of the main ingredients is unification, unity.
That can be very difficult, especially with passionate poets.
Yeah. I mean, you have to find something to unite about. It's always something that we have in common. Even if we have issues, there's always something that connects us, you know, one thing or another.
Right.
And we just
especially
gotta,
if we both trying to find out that middle ground.
Right. We just need to seek that out as a people, as a community, and nurture it, you know? Work together as if it was a garden, you know? When you speak about community, even like when you said this poetry community, I can look at it as our personal communities where we live at, you know, one block at a time, you know?
Right.
Before you can concentrate on the neighborhood, you have to concentrate on that block, one house at a time. You know, we're connecting here, Clubhouse, Blog Talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's
man, it's to the benefit of the poets too, man.
As a whole.
I think this happening right here, the energy and the reciprocation that's coming back on both ends, and the poets are the ones that are the beneficiaries of it. And that's what we're here for real.
Right, the greater cause, you know, the greater cause, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to shout out to Mama Donna, man. Hello, Mama. Still in the building.
Hold on just a second. Mama Donna, I'm bringing you back in.
Yes, I'm still here.
Hello,
how you
Mama
doing?
Donna, how are you? I'm hanging in there.
I'm doing great.
Piece from you. I heard that lovely piece.
Oh, thank you. No,
you're
just
welcome.
Part of my life.
Much welcome. Hey, and you know, when you're speaking about all communities, you know, need that mama Donna at the forefront of them. There's usually a Mama Donna at the forefront of all these communities that work good together, you know?
You know, women have always been the backbones of all things that have been going on. I'm sorry about that, Mama.
That's right.
No, I want to say that's true, but sometimes, especially, I see it in today's society, a lot of the young ladies and men don't want to listen to the elders in their family and their community, you know, which is a shame because we have some wisdom. I'm not expecting you to follow it, but it'd be nice for you to hear it, at least if a seed is planted. then it'll grow somewhere else. You understand? But some people don't want to hear because the way society is set up now is a me thing and not a we thing.
Right. They get most of the advice from, you know, social media these days, you know, so it's just times are changing. They no longer listen to the voice of those that can give them the experience they grew up on, you know. It's all about what they're getting from the cyber world, you know, social media, things like that, you know. But I hear what you're saying, though, Mama. But still, for me, the voice of my mama and my mama's mama and hers before her still ring true to me, you know?
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's why I wanted to shout you out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, much love, much love.
Much love to you, too.
Thank you.
All right, Mom, I'm going to go ahead and set you back into the bean chair thing.
No problem. I was sitting comfortable.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you for everything you do. And looking forward to your interview tomorrow also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yes, sir.
What you been thinking of the show tonight, man? We want to go ahead and establish our hopes and goals for the community early with the poets.
Well, it's beautiful. It's been a beautiful, uplifting program, man. You know, I like what I'm hearing from the people. That was a dope poet. That was a dope piece by my brother, poet Wallace as well, man. I heard you singing, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that, you know.
Dina, I appreciate
Storm
that.
I try to incorporate
that in.
Yeah. Dina Storm took some of the words I would have said, you know, how your poetic voice and your singing voice resonated, you know, both of them crisp. You know, I like that, man. So to answer your question, Jared, man, I'm thinking it's a beautiful program tonight, man. Beautiful program, man.
Yeah, man. We're just trying to go ahead and get this polished package together, man. It's a beautiful thing. We got the poets to actually go ahead and give us some help with that, man. As we've been talking to these poets and stuff, we're trying to feel what our community needs, what would best help our community. So they're an integral part of this whole thing, man.
Yeah, but you're doing great, man. It's all good, bro.
Thanks. What do you have for us, sir?
All right, well, searching through the archives of my pieces, man, I found something. I'm not sure if I've done it or anything like that. I've been skimming through it to see where I was at when I was doing this. Something I just shared with y'all, man. Lonely World. It's called Lonely World.
With that being said, sir, the mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. Lonely World, sing me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of the day, the loneliness, the dark despair. Hopelessness, sing me a song written by someone who cares. Someone who has a voice that'll change this world. So many starving, physically starving, spiritually lacking. Lord, we are hungry. The voice of the children sing. Lord, feed me. We, something to eat. There are those who sit up high on hills made of ivory, yet we sleep on floors bearing splintered boards underneath. Misery runs like misguided rodents seeking cheese beneath me. Feed me. Feed me. Tattered are the clothes I wear. Sorrow paints its hardship picture in the eyes that our parents bear. Sleep grants no one rest from the tears they cry. The sad songs they sing, they hum them, not wanting us to hear them. Saddened songs of poverty, homelessness in this great country. Struck by it were we way before this pandemic, yet we dreamed on. We've been starving, no food to eat, water we drink when it rains. Wounds we heal, Lord, by your son's rays, praying on better days. Better days, better ways, better vision to see, better weather. Give us a better song to sing. Poverty. Poverty moves overcast like dark clouds of misery. There is no photosynthesis. Plants won't grow here. There is nothing that will bloom here. The thorns of poverty rest in decadence. Once fields fertile and green, now empty sit lots from block to block for miles unclean. And broken promises reign supreme. Nothing grows here but despair. In a pile lie the vials, discarded syringes litter. They lay scattered in the many closed playgrounds. No swings. Just a lone chain thing hanging down, waiting on change, waiting on change. Thirsty we, waiting on rain, hungry we, waiting on thee. Feed us hope, feed us prosperity, to dream on, to wake one day to better days. Sing me a song, lonely, cold world. Sing my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, the poverty. God, sing to me. The hammer that slams us, the systematic damage. Food stamps are just a bandage. Like the water in Flint, Michigan, the food in the hood's been tampered with. We survive off pollutants. They're our only nutrients. There is no nourishment for me, see, streets lined in poverty, yet they see, they say they see, from seas to shining seas, they see, genocide is the song they sing, drugs, guns, and tainted food they bring, narcotics they provide to the streets, then sit back and watch me, make the bread from the same streets to feed my family. They know what I got. I can't lie, because they gave it to me. But I got to eat, yet they arrest me. Poverty is not some made-up thing. It was planned to be the end of me. Discovered in a lab. White coats, white folks wrote and left notes in books they wrote. Poverty was in chapter 3. Niggas like watermelons, right? So let's put some shit in their seeds. Swing low, sweet chariot. Let's give those Negroes something to sing. Let's put it in their chicken. Let's put it in their greens. Let's shake that Tuskegee shit in a little bit of everything. Let's have some fun. Let's slip them guns and plenty of ammo and watch them kill themselves. Add a little more spice to this poverty, yet we still thrive. Yet we continue to dream, regardless of this thing called poverty. Sing me a song. Sing me a song called hope. Sing it in high notes, real strong and loud. I want to feel it in my bones like gospel. Your love for our people sang in falsetto. Sang, Lord, sang your blessings in baritone. Vibrate, reverberate. We need an escape from all the songs sang about hate. Lyrics written with a evil pen, laced with bigotry and racism. Lord, where is your remix? We need it, a new spin, one where we win instead of them. A top hit, a song for and about our people. One that'll go platinum, dark, cold world. Sing to me. Sing to me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, hopelessness, the homelessness. Sing me a song written by someone who gives a fucking cares, and I will sing it. And I will sing the fuck along. Sing me a song. Sing me a song. Sing me a song.
For real. And peace.
I love that, for real. I feel like I want to do something revolutionary now.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a rest piece of the right here for real. Though.
Yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead, Wallace. My bad.
Nah, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. All I would say was the rest of the song was in my head, you know, because you stopped with the single song. So now, you know, I'm thinking of the end of that first verse of Lift Every Voice and Sing. So it was just poignant. It drew me there. Every step of the piece as you walk through the parts of the stanza was power. You added context to the words of the song and the true meanings of things that we need to be looking for and trying to do surrounding it. So it was definitely a call to arms. It was a call to enlightenment, a call to open your eyes and move. So thank you.
Thanks, Wallace. I like that idea, too. I was I wanted to add a song to end with, but my heart was stuck, you know. She got me thinking about it. So thanks, my brother.
Start out as one thing and kind of turn into another thing, and you kind of ran them alongside each other. With the very first line that you had spit in here, for real, this was some pimp player. Himalaya. Lonely girl, sing me a song. You know, who was the lonely girl, and why is she lonely?
Lonely world.
All right.
Sing me my favorite song. There, we all have a favorite song that calms us down for whatever the occasion may be. You know what I'm saying? I actually was thinking about how we used to communicate as a people through song, through words, through the sounds of drums. I was actually thinking along the lines of that. But the only songs that I was hearing at the time when I wrote this were songs of despair. You know.
And it's a heavy piece, too.
I wanted to hear something different. During the time where we were being slapped in the face with, I have a word for it, but I can't think of it. When every other week there was news of another one of us dead by the hands of the red, white, and blue, okay? It was sending a message to me. This is what we can do to you, and nothing will be done about it, as our people were being killed off, one after another. You know, it was a sad song. It was, that record was skipping. You understand what I'm saying? The needle was stuck on that black man being killed here in America.
Right.
Okay. And
yeah, went on to say that we are hungry, the voice of the children sing. You also had mentioned this was another cold line in here. You said misery runs like misguided rodents or something to that effect.
Yeah. Like the way, you know, a swarm of rodents running under your feet, under the boards where you sleep, you know, while there are those.
It gave me
go ahead, brother.
It gave me a thought of you said misery runs like misguided rodents or something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing wrong, I apologize. But it gives me a feeling that not only once they go through, the disease they live leave behind is a constant aching. It's a constant thing that's gonna keep giving, and not in a good way.
True, true. And you quoted it fine, and that's true. It leaves behind all those things, you know? I spoke about tainted water, the food that we get in the hoods, you know, all those things. All those things run together, man.
And you said no one rests from the tears they cry. I thought that was very, I thought that was a hard play on words that was done subtly. No one rests from the tears they cry, meaning that, right. that you don't get a chance to get away from that. That's a part of who you are, or it can be looked at it flat on its face of, you know, you can't sleep physically because you're crying. We all know when things are tight. Children not eating may be one of those things, and the tears that come with a child not eating is a serious thing, or a child that has want but has lack instead of want.
Right. And they all go back to, they're all saddened songs of poverty, you know?
Talk to me about the plants that won't grow.
Say that again?
Talk to me about the plants that won't grow.
I said there's no photosynthesis here. Nothing grows here. And what I was speaking basically about that is the playgrounds in the neighborhoods, no more swings. It's just a long chain thing that's hanging down. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, in my head, I have memories of those playgrounds being full of life. Children running around, parents pushing their child on a swing, you know, things like that. Yet today, there's nothing grows in these playgrounds, and all the only thing you find is empty vials, syringes, and things, you know, that addicts used. This just painting a picture of my surrounding, my, you know, or the surroundings that are in most neighborhoods. That's the only thing that grows, it seems, is despair. You know what I'm saying? Another sad song. Another sad song. So that's where I was at, just thinking about all the sad songs that we sing today. I just wanted to hear my favorite song. Just sing to me my favorite song. One about hope, you know. One about prosperity. One about love. One about God. You know?
Right.
One about better days. Better days, better ways, better vision to see. Better weather. Give us a better song to sing. Give us a better song to sing. So it's just a play on words, you know, on the song thing, the song part, you know. Painting a picture of dismay, you know, and hopefully we can end with a version of the song that we once sang.
So that's right, especially that the song was bitter.
Yeah, bitter songs, you know.
My brother, what do you have going besides everything that is here, and you're the reason for everything being here? But what do you have, brother? Or do you have anything that you want? Oh, yes, plenty.
Hey,
I'm
going to
get it,
like
man.
That.
I'm going to get it, man.
What you going to get, brother. Man? What you get?
Man, I'm going to get it, man. I had a little bit of adversity and this, that, and the other, and it went ahead and calmed down, and I was like, oh, I survived. And, man, life is still going. The callers are still calling. The things that need to be done was still needed.
Yeah. Things are good. Things are good, man. Hey, look, man, what I got going on is support for everybody that got something going on, whether it be over here at Blog Talk Radio or Clubhouse. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm concentrating on these days, man. I I fall back on what I normally do.
Well, let us do that for you, Ben.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I got a brother named, you know, Jared, that's doing his thing, a sister named Gina doing her thing, a brother named Wallace who's doing his thing, whether it be on Blog Talk or Clubhouse, a brother named Van that's doing his thing. You know, it's good to have a community. When you speak about community, okay, I got people that I can rely on, count on, man, and trust. You know what I'm saying? So it makes life beautiful. Where it gives me time where I can really heal and concentrate on some things, some other things, like raw links, you know, handmade jewels, healing bracelets and necklaces, you know, things like that.
Like I say,
man, when you speak about community, man, I'm surrounded in one that is prospering. We going through some things. We've lost some loved ones within the community, man, but with the help of those that are still standing on this side of the dirt, man, it makes it easier to get through those losses, man. They will never be forgotten. Angela Sunsetter Patterson and our sister Taraji, you know.
Yeah.
I just want them to know we will still love you. We love you. You are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. And for those that are still here on this side of the dirt, let's keep playing our part. You know, keep telling that loved one that you love them. You know, reach out and touch someone. Reach out and see how someone is doing. You know, give them a phone call because you don't want to say, oh, damn, I didn't get to hear their voice the last time, one last time, you know. I don't want to keep on going on, but you're going to have me preaching. But I'm just saying, you spoke about community. Let's be about community. That's community.
That was all community that you had just said, man. That's why I was very comfortable with the pocket that you was in. You don't have to pull out that dive right there at all.
Yeah, so, man, I'm doing good, man. But like I said, what I'm doing right now, what I got going on is you guys, you know, and support. Support and love, man. That's it. Baby, baby. Take a
yeah, my man.
Yeah.
You know, you're a purity, a performer, entertainer, host, everything you do, man, you do it in a for real type of way, man. That's what's up, man. I appreciate it. One type of person. It was only one type of way. I would look at it like, nah, I can't do that. But if I can go ahead, like, for real, do it the way he want to do it, hell, I can do the same thing. It might not look like everybody else's, but I'm about to do it.
I hear you, my brother. I hear you. Hey, man, it's all good, man. It's all good. And you're doing a great job, man. Seriously, like I said, man, listening to you guys, Wallace included, with Gina, I like to laugh. That adds some spice to this program as well. I like what I hear, man. I'm loving the program, man. That's what inspired me to lift my hand up, you know. That's what inspired me to lift my hand.
Man, you didn't build all this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? You didn't build 7 days a week. That was no easy task, I know. I don't even know the sausage making on something like that. You know, it's a lot of weight. It's a lot of weight. I know it is. I didn't see it, but I know it is. I can see by the way that things are moving now that you had learned how to go ahead and move those plates around in the most efficient way possible. It's very reassuring that the stability that y'all have going here, man. So all that foundation was laid down by you, sir.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, I give all thanks and all the glory to the Most High, you know, and again, nothing could be done, man. It takes tribe to get the job done, you know what I mean? But I appreciate what you're saying, man. And like I said, I got good people surrounding me, you being one. And, man, it's just beautiful, man. It's just beautiful, man. That makes everything so much easier. So many people are afraid to let the light shine on others around them, man. But they don't know. That's how you get stuff to grow, you know, by letting that light shine, you know.
And you know, because That's like even with us, man. We have to go ahead and do things over there to go ahead and get our blood going, man. Like, we're going ahead and say, like, hey, we're about to go ahead and start on this project right here, and we all go ahead and take a look at it. We put our 2 cents into it. And in the process, we're taking a look at something together, and the blood is starting to move around. Sometimes it be things that be heavy, and some of us glide through it while of us lag. You know, we just go ahead and help the ones that are lagging at that time. If it's me, help me, damn it, help me. I'm running in the mud right now. But the same mentality is over there is the same one that's over here, man, so it's an easy transition for us.
Okay. Hey, well, you know what? I'm going to be there tomorrow and support Mama Donna, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Mama Donna. Oof. Everybody on the squad go hard. Mama Donna only been going since April, man. Her poetry and her poetic maturity is out the gates. And I tell her all the time, just because you might have just started writing in April doesn't mean that you ain't been a poet a lot longer than that.
Right. Yeah, I've heard Mama. I've heard Mama go in on some consciousness, and amen. It's just beautiful, man.
Daddy's
it's
issues tonight.
Huh?
Daddy issues tonight.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, right, I kept asking the question. Do I have daddy issues? Yes, sir. Well, we better go ahead and wrap this up.
Y'all go ahead and do your thing,
bro.
Man. I said, y'all go ahead and do y'all thing, man. Like I said, I enjoyed the program tonight, man. And thank you for having my brother on there, giving him some voice. And great poet, man, and great brother, man, Wallace. I salute you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It really means a lot coming from you. I appreciate the time and space that Gina and Jay gave me tonight. And I look forward to, you know, future endeavors. Thank you.
Hey, you're much welcome, my brother. You're much welcome. Hey, one mic, one love, y'all. I'm out of this joint.
Hello, one mic, Gorilla.
You got it, Gene. I love hearing your voice, girl.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for everything that you do, the Epiphany Universe, and for Raw Link sponsoring this show and all the other shows. Why be average when you can be raw? I'm wearing mine right now. I put it on this morning on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
On purpose. Once again, one love, one mic. Yes,
one love,
ma'am.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, brother. Take care now.
One love, bro.
All right, Gina. How you doing, lady? You surviving?
I am, Terry. I'm good. I work myself up to a tizzy with everything I do. So today I try to keep, you know, myself grounded.
Right.
We had a lot of very similar answers for community. We have a lot of callers, the folks who called in. Their pieces were impactful, each and every one. There was not one single piece that I could say, well, that one fell to the wayside. No, this is some heavy-hitting poetry. Every caller is appreciated always, but this in particular for me.
I think they all know about poetry, sis.
It does. It did something for me. I feel invigorated. I'm looking forward to tomorrow and the rest of the week here in the Epiphany Universe. We want to do what we do in the living room tomorrow with our interview with Mama Donna. And supporting Wallace, you know, like for real said, this is it's part of being part of this community is supporting each other, and I look forward to every single. I mean, even in some instances when I'm not in a position to where I can speak and I can just sit and listen, I will do so as well.
Yeah, hey Gina, you know this wouldn't be possible without you. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing these, you know. Type of things right here, building towards this and building towards the small house stuff and the rest of that. It's been an honor to go ahead and work with you.
Appreciate you. Thank you for saying that. It sounded sincere. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
You gotta be careful with Jay sounding sincere.
I know, right? I mean, that threw me for a loop.
I bet it was.
Oh, it's so sweet. I love this family. I say this all the time. Just having people who got your back, who stand by you and thick and thin and, you know, make sure that you get through every day, it's priceless. This is invaluable. Oh, so, yeah.
Can't quantify.
I appreciate this. Thank you, Wallace, for hanging out with us. And you did a wonderful job in promoting yourself.
If nothing else, I will promote myself.
I'm glad you do. No, seriously. You have no idea. It's like pulling teeth sometimes to get a person to plug, you know, what they're doing, what they got on the work, what's coming up next. Yeah, they don't want to say anything about themselves. So thank you for understanding the assignment.
Y'all just
going to
talk about me like I ain't even in the room, right? Is that what we're doing now?
Yes, that part.
All right.
I mean, it's kind of an everyday thing, but, you know, we don't need to let people behind that curtain right now.
No.
Right, they got to bring them in slow, but I want to run it for the ears.
They'd
be beefing and going crazy behind them.
You guys are awesome. No, honestly, I mean that sincerely. So with that being said, this has been another wonderful, I wanted to say episode. Do we call these episodes? This has been another episode.
We're about to have a discussion about what we call them.
Right.
No, that's not making it a
second.
We ain't even
like
asked Wallace nothing. Wallace, he over there. Wallace, you all right? You good over there, man? How'd you enjoy the show, bro?
Oh, man, it was great. I appreciate it. I really did. It was fun. You know, our typical brand of foolishness and poignancy and, you know, the whole, you know, agglomeration that we have of that on a daily basis, right? We go from surreal to sublime to straight, you know, nonsense. That's how we go.
Foolishness.
Exactly.
The ballyhoo is strong in us. Let's keep it at that.
Yes.
Right.
Very good.
Well, Wallace said.
Wallace is the voice of reason, and he is also the voice of common sense when our cheese lifts off the ground.
Nah, he can be about that. He can be about that ratchet life, not too. No, let him twist it. He'll see you sitting there, and he'll go ahead and throw you in the goo anything.
Well, you know, they're all levels to petty, so.
I haven't had to goo anybody in weeks, is all I'm going to say.
See, look.
Nothing.
Come a long way.
I just wanted him to walk into that right quick.
You too.
Yeah. We got some good things coming down the pipe, baby.
Yes,
we're going to let y'all know Wallace is going to have this one-man show going. Y'all are really going to be in.
Yeah, I have great anticipation for that, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, we got to get your interview lined up too, Gina, while you're trying to go ahead and shuck and jive about where everybody else is going to be at.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about, but yeah, so... With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put the lid on this one. I'm not saying you got to go home. You know the rest.